Blog Talk Radio.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little love.
We lock it down.
From white folks to Haitians, Boricua, Jamaican.
Our bond nation used it as a reference. My dialect is fly.
Forever we're still here.
Where you at?
Dirty Basement.
Yes. Officially, the umbrella under the Dirty Basement. This is the Cluttered Corner here, the BSE show. Yours truly, Mr. RAAW for you. I had to add that for you in the end there. If you don't know the story, check it out. We'll find out. We'll talk about it later. It's another Thursday. That means it's another day that we are thankful to be alive. And definitely celebrating life and just being here on a regular, regular Thursday, taking two letters, easy. You know, we're gonna do some smooth things. I don't have a major crazy format. I'm just flying off the hub today, in a kind of a mellow mood. This month is a good and a bad month. You know, a lot of dear people to my heart returned back to the essence, and then we have. There are people to my heart celebrating being alive. So it's like, you know, six of one, half dozen of the other. But it is a show amongst shows, like I said. Looking to see Purple Dread chime in and pop in the crazy kitchen. She's in the crazy kitchen. I'm in the cluttered corner. DJ Sincere's in the dirty basement. I keep forgetting to ask Priest, what is he in? We're going to figure something out. But we here today just have a good time. Want to dedicate this day to my grandfather. It would have been his 98th birthday today. Grandpa, we lost him last year. And, you know, it was a hard... Was it last year? Yeah, last year. Time moves so fast. But, it's true. We definitely be missed. All my siblings and my cousins and stuff know how much of a man he was, how, you know, valued in life and how, and such a humanitarian, the type of person he was, very humble, very smart, very industrial. He led a great life, and we're thankful for him. And we definitely going to keep it in the family. So, you know, I'm going to start it off with a traditional thing I thought about when I thought about family, back to the Sly and the Family Stones. And it's called a family affair. So, you know, when you go back to them barbecues and, you know, where everybody gets, Help me out, somebody. I can't remember right this moment. Family reunion. Yeah, you know, when people come through, you haven't seen for a while. You know, I got to see three of my cousins. I seen a new addition to my family, little Israel, you know, and I seen my other cousins, News, and, you know, my aunties and female cousins, and while my other cousins, man, it was just beautiful to see family when you don't get a chance to see them as much. Everybody lives in their own area doing their own thing. So, you know, this show is dedicated to family, family affair.
It's a family affair.
child grows up to be somebody that just loves to learn. And another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them. You see it's in the blood. Both kids are good and bound. Blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
What a bear. What a bear.
Shot a house. B-S-E
Show, show.
You.
Yes. The first one was Family Affair by Sly and the Stone. And then the second was Family Affair by Mary J. Blige via my beloved cousin Lucci that returned back to the Essence. Celebrate her life, too. And we miss you and love you, Lucci. And definitely all the time I hear that song, I always think about you. And we just letting you know the call-in lines are open, 563-999-3050. Today's theme is family, man. Just having a good day, taking it two letters, E-Z. It's the BSE show. Let's keep it in that theme.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Call, telling me I need a girl who's as sweet as a dove. For the first time in my life, I see I need love. There I was, giggling about the games that I had played with many hearts, and I'm not saying no names. Then the thought occurred, teardrops made my eyes burn, cause I said to myself, look what you've done to her. I can feel it inside, I can't explain how it feels. All I know is that I never dish another raw deal, playing make-believe, pretending that I'm true, holding in my laugh as I say that I love you, saying I'm more, kissing you on the ear, whispering I love you and I'll always be here. Although I often reminisce, I can't believe that I found a desire for for true love floating around inside my soul, because my soul is cold. One half of me deserves to be this way till I'm old, but the other half needs affection and joy and the warmth that is created by a girl and a boy. I need love.
So tell
competition. You only knew her 5 months. Besides, you drink too much and smoke too many butts. And I be working out every day thinking about you. Looking at my own eyes in the rear view. Catching flashbacks of her eye contact. Wish I could lay you on your stomach and caress your back. I would hold you in my arms and ease your fears. I can't believe it, I ain't had a crush in years. Hey, love.
This is for my number one. This is hard to say. I wanna make sure I go about this in the right way. Cause lately I've been busy a lot, and I know you don't feel appreciated and whatnot. I used to tell you that your hair looked fly, kiss you slow and stare in your eyes. Now I talk real foul and slick. Every other sentence is you make me sick. Back in the days I was your number one pick. Now your heart's half broken and that's hard to fix. I had to dig deep inside myself, cause I can't see you bouncing with somebody else. It's a long journey back to the place we was, when I was too embarrassed to admit I was in love. And you was my good girl that wouldn't give it up. I can't let her self-destruct.
Baby, smile today, cause I've been imagining always. I'm gonna love you better.
Oh my gosh, the music just turns me on.
B-S-E.
Show.
You.
Sometimes I gotta do that. I gotta throw that triple play in there. LL Cool J, licking lips, you know what I'm saying? For the ladies out there, dedicated to his wife, you know what I'm saying? She knows who she is. Man, I tell you, I appreciate his music. He always been one of my top MCs anyway. Not just because he's from Queens. It's just because he knew how to approach all different aspects and still stay relevant and still stay in a position that nobody could punk him. So, you know, definitely shout out to LL Cool J from Queens. You know, I'm not on a Queens thing all day today. I'm just on a mellow thing. Like I said, taking the two letters. Easy. No major format. Talking about family, playing some good music, just trying to get this Thursday down to a science so that when you play it back, you can just press play and enjoy the 2 hours while you're doing something. You could be in your kitchen, preparing food. You could be in your garage, cleaning it out, doing something. You could be doing laundry. You could be vacuuming, dusting. So much you could be doing. So it's always my intent to make sure that I got something going on when you play back my show. If you can't listen to it live, you can always go back to my page on Facebook and just click onto the thing, or go to blogtalkradio.com and just type in BSE show, and all the shows will come up. And you can click on any single one and just listen. just have a good listen. So, you know, today is another beautiful Thursday. Oh, I think it's Cinco de Mayo. But, you know, I don't really celebrate that, you know, and this is my little history of finding out what it's about. It's more of a Spanish-Mexican situation, you know, and nothing against them. That's just what they do, just like we celebrate certain things that they don't celebrate. So, you know, happy Cinco de Mayo if you celebrate it and have a good time with it. Enjoy. Just be safe. You know, don't get too drunk and things get out of hand. That's what we have to make sure that we can always contain ourselves so that we can get through a great function and then be able to have more of them. You know, in the past situations, and there's nobody excluded. So it's not like it's just a rap situation or a black person. No, there's been concerts in all fashion, all genres that turned out to be a little more than what it needed to be. And unfortunately, people got hurt and got arrested. So, you know, at our best interest, we try to have very good functions. I've had the pleasure of going different places to Philly, New Jersey, North Carolina, Florida, New York, and witness different functions that turned out to be good by the end of the night. So it also made it more memorable because we got home safe and nothing was wrong and we didn't go there and somebody perished and things that sort. So, you know, I always reminisce on the good times that I've spent going to see other people in concert. You know, I've seen Brian McKnight, I've seen Gladys Knight, seen Music Soul Child, Life Jennings, Tyrese, Mary J. Blige, Biggie, so many more people I can't remember at the moment. But, you know, the whole basis of the whole thing is when you're going out, you want to have a good time. You want to enjoy yourself. You get yourself prepared, shower up, you put on your fresh clothes, get a haircut. The women get their nails done, feet done, hair done, nice outfit, take pictures, have a good meal or what have, you know, and you want to have a good time. So you always want to, at the end of the night, when you finish, you just want to feel good. And then you want to say this. Corner lines are still open, 563-999-3050. BSE show. After a good night, this is how I feel.
deposit young money and you get cash money. I'm Punch You the Boss. And live from the vault, it's Bust a Bus.
Yeah. Y'all, swag mania, pop the ghost boast. Carry the most beautiful with us happily toast. Keep the faculty close, gross when we give them a dose. Got them ODing, leaning in each coast. Scenery froze, take notes, rock boats, diamonds that fit us. Chanel mention the winner who f***ing with us. We coming to give them the shivers. Water we flow, spilling like rivers. Flood in the street, hoping the swimmers move with gorillas. King Kong's Godzilla's when we roll up. Seat filling, you know when I show up.
Please don't throw up, hold your liquor, grow up. If you're robbing, please go show you how to blow up. Thank your lucky stars, it's the rap dog, tuck it in. My bite like a rent in, to my chagrin. You never win, model thin. Walking, cracking your shin, she gives in every time that I spin. Square up, bow down to the kings of the hall. We way gone, talk while we ball, so what's cracking with y'all?
Native New Yorker, the slick talker, keep in order. Call a reporter, stepping like British walkers. Legendary swag, fluent, see the influence, see how we do it. Get them into it steadily, got them stupid, so undisputed. Act full, back tool, till they pop off. Police crowd up the street, blocking them off, locking them off. Got these wildin' while I signal my soldiers. Bossing it up, maintaining composure, stand on the sofa. 30 bottles, 20 waitresses, bring them over, see how we light up. Call a promoter, tell that, bring the bag, better hurry up with it and count the money up proper, cause you can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
Yeah, I feel good, don't it, I feel good, don't it, hey, I wanna let y'all know, hey, I wanna let y'all know, this Jeezy, and you listening to Q-Tip.
Time to get paid, get laid, cool in the shade, drink a little bit of lemonade. Let me tell you what I want. Yo, I wanted this to be special, something more than any other feeling that you felt before. Pushing through the doors, I see girls having a good time. I might stay around, old school, new school, no school rule. But other than that, everything is cool. I see guys and girls dancing, doing the new dances. That's a hit while I'm over here romancing. You ain't, it's no need to curse. Ask me who she is and let me tell you first. Slow down, be cool, and don't act ill. I came to have a good time, party and chill with you. And don't worry, sweetheart, I'm still with you. And after we leave, we will continue with our plans. My plans are made to be broken, smoking. I'm not joking. Try to diss me and I'll give you a token. Cause I'm the type of brother that can't be stopped. And no matter what, I'm gonna while my mind say, come on. Yeah, come on. You know what? Huh.
Come here, the Get Fresh Crew. Yeah.
Good atmosphere. Trouble and Barry, they must have beat me here. There, in the booth, which is all soundproof. Playing dope jams to rock to you. But the MC on the mic shouted out, we got the Get Fresh Crew stars in the house. And as the crowd started breaking, I didn't reply, cause the only stars I know is in the sky. So we continue through the venue. Didn't pretend to be nothing but Doug E. As a brother extended out his hand to me and asked me, would I rock the microphone? I just gave him a pound and I said shalom. Sharp as a harp played by a musician. My body tone is like a throne. When Calvin Klein, Obsession Cologne, etc., etc., in a cashmere sweater. I'm in a Cherokee, Chills in an Audi, and Barry B is riding with me. You see, we're the type of brothers that can't be stopped, and no matter what, we're gonna while my mind say, pump it up.
touch a manny like a late shoe green. Don't shake about a mosquito with Donna Dean, but he slipped up into his rock to a fiend. He be playing like a willy cause he dressed shit up, never knowing that his woman is in need of love. He got Versace, gold link, stomach chains with rocks, official hairstyle, but you stuck up in the spot making love, Duke and Sweet, then he falling asleep. You on the phone with your old piece, dying to creep between my sheets. So what, you got Chanel on your feet, hot sex on a platter, make the mission complete.
You already know how it is and who it is when you hear that sound and how it's going down. I gave you a triple play. First, I gave you Family Affair by Sly Stone. Then I gave you Family Affair by Mary J. Blige. Then I gave you Who Do You Love by Bernard White. Then I gave you Lounging by LL Cool J. Then I gave you I Want to Thank You by, oh my God, I forgot her name already. And then I gave her I Want to Thank You from Busta Rhymes. I was in a zone, you know, and I'm going to dedicate one whole show to that because it's just showing the evolution of music. You know, we had some older stuff and then a newer generation use it. And then there's a newer generation who uses some of those things too. So I was just having a little fun on this Thursday. You know, I told you the whole theme is family. It's all love. We're taking it two letters, easy. This is a real good, feel-good day. No, thank you to the 714, I see you, the 856, the 754, the 917, the 919. If you want to say something, just press that number one button. I bring you right on the air. You can holler at me and talk to me. You got dedication. You got a request. Anything you want. If I don't have it, I'll play either the same artist or I'll pick a letter from the alphabet and we'll just play what we got. Thousands of songs in this queue of mine, so we're just going to have fun today. But I definitely was in a zone because if you rising to the top with Dougie Fresh also, and the original person who did it. So it's just so much more songs like that that I'm probably going to look into. I'm going to investigate that and give me probably a day of just taking it back, throwback. I'm going to call it throwbacks. Here and there, you know, which I'm gonna figure something out. If you have an idea, just throw it at me and let me know and let me understand exactly what I'm trying to say, because sometimes I need help. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But I'm in the building, definitely here, and just another beautiful Thursday, as I said before, and I'm looking through the queue to try to play some things that are definitely appropriate to the mind. Something on a casual, cool note to make me feel real regular today. Today is a beautiful, regular day. Like I said, it would have been my grandfather's 98th birthday. And, you know, I definitely want to just have a good day after this, enjoy a good meal. And like I said, take it two letters. Easy. On that note, I'm going to jump into this triple play. I'm in a Queens mood today. Can't tell you. I'm sorry. I'm in a Queens mood today. We're here.
Be sublime. It's enjoyable to know you in the concubine. Take off your coats, ladies act like gems. Sit down, Indian styles, you recite these hymns. See, lyrically I'm Mario Andretti on the Momo. Ludicrously speedy or infectious with the slow-mo. Heard me in the 80s, JV's on the promo. Am I never in the quest to get the paper on the caper? But now, let me take it to the queen side. I'm taking it to Brooklyn side. All the residential questions who in invade the air. Hold up for a second, son, cause we almost there. You could be a black man and lose all your soul. You could be white and blue, but don't prep the road. See, my is universal. If you got knowledge of solo or Del myself, see, there's no one else who could drop it on the angle. Acute at that. So do that, do that, do that, that, that.
Come on.
Do that, do that, do that, that, that. Do that, do that, do that, that, that. I'm bugging.
Check the vibe.
On the boulevard I landed, we used to kick routines and the presence was fitting. It was I, the abstract,
and me, the 5 footer. I kicks the mad style, so step off the frankfurter.
Yo, Fife, you remember that routine that we used to make spiffy like Mr. Clean?
A tidbit, a spidgin. I don't get the message, so you got to run the pigeon.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
So then grab the microphone and let your words rip.
Now here's a bumpy introduction of how nice I am. Tell your mother, tell your father, send a telegram. I'm like an energizer, cause you see I laugh long. Two is never ever whack because we stand strong. Now if you say my style is back, I swear you're dead wrong. I slay that body and El Segundo, then push it along. You'll be a fool, zero by the fight is not the man. Cause you know, and I know, that you know who I am. A special shout out piece goes out to all my pals, you see. And a middle finger goes for all you punk MCs. Cause I love it when you whack and she despise me. They get vexed, I will next and none can test me. I'm just a rotten D who's 5'3" and very brave. On top of ringing, no, I'm painting cause I misbehave. I come correct in full effect of all my holes in check. And before I get the butt, the gym must be erect. You see, my aura's positive, I don't promote no junk. See, I'm far from a bully and I ain't a punk. Extremity of rhythm, yeah, that's what you heard. So just clean out your ears and just check the word.
Check the time.
Like an end cup.
Oh, baby.
absorb the sound that keep me round, doing my thing constantly with no worries. Peace to keep Murray,
just like music.
To keep me flowing, to keep me going, to keep me growing, to keep me to eat from knowing what happens out there. It's not my concern. You wanna die, it's not my turn.
Just like music.
To do something to me like jumping the Mercedes on the highway, doing over 80 without music, baby.
Ow! Crazy, yeah,
yeah.
Just like music.
Make me call my homie on the phone, like there's something new out that got me in the zone. Just that feeling got me. I wish music can adopt me.
Just like music.
Watching you for a while, and I just gotta let you know that I'm really feeling your style. Cause I had to know your name and leave you with my number. And I hope that you would call me someday. If you want, you can give me yours too. And if you don't, well, I ain't mad at you. We can still be cool, girl.
I'm not trying to pressure you. Just can't stop thinking about you. You ain't even really gotta be my girlfriend.
No, no.
I just wanna know your name. And maybe sometime we can hook up. Hang out just yet.
Let me put you in.
Medley coming straight at you. I was in that zone for a moment, playing that real good, feel good music. We are back at it like Craftmatic. You know what I'm saying? This is the BSE show. Mr. Raw in the building. It's a beautiful Thursday in the neighborhood. Beautiful Thursday because the flavor is good. You know, I was giving you some double plays out there earlier. If you missed it, man, you got to go back and check the archives and replay this show. I gave y'all some nice double plays, man. Triple plays and some comparisons. Yeah, I was in my bag today, you know what I'm saying? They used to have a crew back in the day called Digging in the Crates, and they used to have some phenomenal production, and you know what? I want to call myself a Digging in the Crate type of dude, too. I have a lot of records, so that will, too, come back in a minute. And I'm about to do my poem for the day, but I see somebody got their hand raised, so hold on a second. We got the 706 in the building in the BSE show. How you doing? I think I know who it is. Who you with?
What up? What's good?
My double B, double B.
Yo, man. If you tell me, man. You doing all this mixing up and shit. How come you ain't never fucking DJ nothing? How come you ain't got no turntables in the mixer?
I used to do this, bro. I was cut from that cloth, bro. I still got 10,000 records. I was really about that hip-hop life. I used to do it. I used to blend. I used to scratch, cut, mix, do parties. I didn't go to the full length as some of my comrades, like, you know, Soft Tom,
Sincere,
L. Ron, you know, Sincere, definitely not, you know what I'm saying? I had a couple of comrades that really took it to that level, but I was about just seeing could I do it because I was fascinated with it. And then when I was able to do it, I moved on to something else. I moved on to something else each time. Breakdancing.
You gonna send me something that you did yourself? You gonna send me a mixtape or something? A mixtape of your material, maybe?
Man, I had
wanna
see
what you could do DJ wise. I wanna see what you can do, yo.
I had a mixtape back in the days. It's on my hard drive. And I did skits with it and all that, man. It was a real good mixtape, if I could dig it up. But let me tell you something, real good mixtapes, man, that's Sincere. I'm trying to get him to pull out a couple of the joints in the archive and resurface them, and you guys going to hear some stuff. But we got some stuff in the works, like I said. But, you know, music is let me tell you.
You know I'm going to hit him up and I'm going to harass him about that now. I'm going to say, man, what's
that
wrong shit, man? I want to hear that shit, yo, you know?
Yo, listen, he used to put out a few mixtapes a year, man. Like, I don't know the exact number, but he used to put out a few, man. He had some covers and all of that. Oh, matter of fact, I think you brought him up. I think I got him in the cut.
Yo!
You
got any
go.
Artwork that he might have? Like, I want to see the artwork, yo. You know what I'm saying? From the mixtape, yo. I want to see something to say DJ Sincere on it.
All right, well, gentlemen, first of all, good afternoon. You know what I'm saying?
What
you know,
up,
I heard my,
boy?
You know what I'm saying? It's all good. You know what I'm saying? I heard my name. So I said, all right, let me pop up for a minute. But, yeah, I mean, there's a few things that's floating around online if you care to, you know, take a little look. You know what I'm saying? I can send you a couple of things, you know, directly, but if you just Google
Hell
that
yeah.
dirty...
Please,
I mean, you know, but you could just...
Please,
you could just
cover art. I want to see the cover art.
Yeah, I'm telling you. All you got to really do is just Google Dirty Basement, right? And when you get to Google, just click on the images, and all the images will come up.
I'm doing that right now, as we speak, right now.
All right, that's all you got to do, dude.
That's what I see.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you'll see, like, a lot of different stuff that I was affiliated with, a lot of people who were affiliated with me. You know, you'll see a lot of the different magazines I used to write for, you know what I'm saying, like, all in the image.
What's with another question? What's up with the Carson, yo?
What's up with the what?
The magazine, Carson.
All right, well, we had kind of put that, you know, on the shelf for a little while. You know what I'm saying? The website is still up and everything. We had kind of put it on the shelf for a while, but we might be bringing back a couple of things. You know what I'm saying? There's some other, you know, magazines that I was, you know, affiliated with in the past that, you know, might be coming back around again. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing some work with, you know, some of those people again. Then some of my other folks are, you know, putting out some magazines now. So Caution itself may make a reappearance sometime, you know, sometime in the future, but we do have a couple of other, you know, vehicles at our disposal if anybody is interested in magazine placements and, you know, cover features and, you know, things like that. You know, just hit me up. I do have, you know, some of my other outlets, some of my other folks that I could definitely make it happen for you.
Yo, I got a question, yo. Looking at, you know what I'm saying, this cover art, which one that you think I would like the most? That boss chick? Yo, that's fucking pretty dope, yo.
Which one? The boss chick. Okay, yeah, yep, the boss chick. Well, boss chicks is very hot. I was playing boss chicks the other day. Boss chicks. Well, Boss Chicks is a classic. I mean, I ain't even gonna lie to you. Boss Chicks is a classic. Boss Chicks, as the title kind of indicates, is, you know, the female mixtape. I think if I remember right, I think Mr. Raw did the engineering on that tape, on that mixtape. I think he did the engineering on that. Mastered.
That's rap, or is it R&B?
No. That's hip-hop with ladies going in, nothing but females going in. You're going to like
word.
That.
I'm going to check that one out and give the official feedback on that.
You're going to like
I
it. You're going to like
it. Specifically.
Me and Sis at my studio for a couple hours well, mixing that one. And the ladies went in. I got to give it up, you know, because I had to listen to the whole thing multiple times, of course. And the ladies went in. The ladies went in.
Who is,
you're gonna enjoy
who is Rashida?
Well, Rashida was a I think, you know, I haven't heard nothing from her in a while, but she was a big artist for a while, you know, from down south, I think Atlanta. She was on some, you know, reality shows for a while, you know, this, that, and the third. So she had a...
Yeah, she got married to Kurt. She's a southern, she's like a Trina. Yeah, Rashida's, yeah, she's still big. She's a loving hip hop for the last 8 years. So Rashida has
now,
music.
I'll tell you, all right, now
what
I'll tell you a quick story.
For? Like, I've heard this name Rashida before ever. Like, so now I'm curious.
Well, like I said, you know, she was an artist. I mean,
yeah,
she was an artist.
Like,
yeah.
Like, who she down with? Who she fuck with?
Well, she's not really popping like that now. She was hot like a few years back, really. I mean, just do some research. I mean, you got the Google machine. It don't take much. You know what I'm saying? Just pop a name in and you'll see. But I'll tell you a quick little story about her and the mixtape. Rashida was originally supposed to host that mixtape. And I had actually had a couple of conversations with Kurt. I actually spoke with him a couple of times. But that fell through. At the time,
it
I was
hosted by the Georgia Peach, Rashida, though. So that's like misleading, though.
No, because that was the old cover. If you keep looking, you'll find a second cover. That's why I'm
really?
Telling you the story. That's why I'm telling you the story. Right. If you listen, all right. If you listen, you listen for a minute.
Yeah,
right.
I'm not listening problems. I don't listen to shit.
All right. Well, you got to work on that. Well, you got to work on that. You got to work on that. Well, anyway.
I'll tell you.
Now, she was originally supposed to host it, but since that fell through, I was managing an artist at that time from Milwaukee named Miss Nay. Miss Nay was also, you know, I think she's on Rashida's right, all right, on that cover that you're looking at, all right. When I couldn't get Rashida to host it anymore, I just moved Miss Nay up to where Rashida was and moved Rashida back, you know what I'm saying? And the same script that I had written for Rashida, I gave it to Miss Nate, and the rest is history.
So who's better? Who's nicer?
Who's Well, I mean, Rashida was the bigger artist, of course, but, you know, you could judge that for yourself when you listen to the mixtape.
Yeah, but, I mean, in your opinion, you know what I mean? Because I don't go by, like, who's paying attention and money, and I don't want to do all that. I go to my what I like and what I don't like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's why I'm telling you. But that's why I'm telling you. But that's why I'm telling you to listen to it and to judge for yourself. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm telling you that. Because it's going to be about what you.
That's like telling conversation. I'm asking you better, bro. Fucking after I listen to all this, and be like, all right, now this, that, and the third.
No, you're wrong. Because I can't tell you what tastes better, and you might taste it, and it might taste better than you. So you got to listen to it, and you could come to your
conclusion. Yeah, but that doesn't escape the conversation, though.
No,
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
I put it to you like this, all right? As far as being a public artist, of course, Rashida was a bigger artist. Now, I still think I have some old hard drives. I hope I do, because I have some unreleased interviews, all right? I have some classic interviews that were never released because my hard drive had messed up. But that's another conversation. But also on those hard drives is some music from Ms. Nay that never got released. She has some fantastic songs. You'll hear a couple of them on the mixtape, but the stuff that never got released was better. All right?
Yo, how come they don't ever stop through the show, through the basement?
Well, I mean, we kind of, you know what I'm saying, we fell apart. We had some, you know, like I said, I was managing her. All right? Once again, you can Google that. Just Google Dirty Basement Ms. Nay, MZ.NAY. Google that. All right? And you'll see all of that stuff.
Yeah, right, this is going to be a project now. I've been going on a mission, yo.
You know what I'm saying? That's why, you know, I don't really say it anymore like I used to, but that's why we always just tell people, yo, just Google us. I mean, it's all right there. You know what I'm saying? The events, the flyers, the stuff that, you know, I used to. I mean, there's even a few mixtapes that I hosted. You'll see, you know, hosted by DJ.
I mean, with all that being said, though, you know, Google only goes so far, though. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely not the answer, yo. You know what I'm saying?
No,
a lot of people talk Google this and that, and it's like, yo, man, I can't ask Google questions. I want to talk to people. You know what I'm saying?
No, but it's going to tell you more than you know now, and it's going to be a lot of people, unlike myself, that you're not going to be able to talk to, you know. So all you're going to have is whatever independent research, whether it's Google or anything else, that you could do. So you just got to take that for what it is, you know what I'm saying? Now, in my case, you can talk to me directly. I can send you, I mean, just like there's, like, industry people that I can talk to directly, you know what I'm saying? People wonder how all these years we've gotten all these high-profile interviews from all these, celebrity and, you know, high-level people. It's because of the other people and relationships that I have, you know, with other people. It's like, when I lost my IG, some of these people hit me up, and they was like, yo, Sincere, what's good? You know what I'm saying? And I really appreciated that. You know what I'm saying? I really appreciated that because, you know, some of these people are people – you know, who have gotten me some of those, you know, really high-profile interviews, people who, you know, helped move my career along in a lot of different kind of ways and are very, you know, like influential folks, you know what I mean? So, you know, everybody has who they have. That's why the business really is all about relationships. So, you know, just take it for what it is.
Shout out to Mr. Raw on that one, yo. God bless y'all. I love y'all. Dirty Basement.
Yeah, thank you. Ben Buttons out.
Well.
All right, Raw. All right, Roy, take the show back.
I'm about to drop this little poem right there. Then I'm gonna come to my man KV. I see him in the cut. Don't go nowhere. This one right here for It'll Get Better. BSE Show. Calling lines are open. 563-999-3050.
It will get better. Starry night, daylight sun. Another day you have won. Uncertain future, painful past. Somber feelings that seem to last. Flowers bloom and flowers die. That's what you see. That's how you view time. But what is life without a little rain? Yes, it may now and then turn off your flame. You can rise and reclaim your fame. Tomorrow isn't promised, although we can still hope for the best. Muster up our strength and our courage. and continue to go through this test. There is love and there is joy. There is a purpose for every girl and boy. Misery drops by uninvited. Sadness roams through our veins. But there are things for which to be excited that can release us from our chains. Morning highs, nightly lows. Reach for the sky, follow the flow. The heart is beating, the sign of life. There is no cheating when it comes to woe and strife. It will get better as the days go on. Please believe in that and make sure to hold on. Loving eyes and a compassionate soul. Silent cries and a trembling body you want someone to hold. Don't lose hope. Don't give in. You can do this. You can win. Take it slow. Let pain go. And see how amazing you are. Faded star that wishes to shine brighter than it ever has. You will shine. You will prevail. And no matter how many times you fall down, you will not fail.
B-S-E.
Show.
You. Words to live by. Sometimes I just be picking out these poems that kind of resonate and speak to us all. And at certain times, we all feel the way she was talking. You know, we all have feelings towards different aspects in our life and what we're dealing with. And, you know, it will get better. That's just the way I look at it. This too shall pass. You know, sometimes you let something overwhelm you or stress you out to the level of whatever, and then when you just realize it, you'll get past it. Or we'll do just like one of my comrades. He just get medicated. You know what I'm saying? Get medicated. Yeah, I know. Trains in the building.
Hey, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing, man? What's up, Mr. Roll? Good to hear, sincere, man. And Buttons, y'all, man, that was good talk right there, man. That was a good conversation, man. Just happened to just tap in, man. Just happened to be in the booth, just chilling, vibing out, man, on my day off and just chilling, man. Dope show. As usual.
We're taking it two letters, easy. Just going through music and kick it. You know I'm going to segue into your Kick It With Me because that's one of my favorite joints from you. You know what I'm saying? That's just my favorite right now because it just got that mellowism, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's just until me and you do something, I just like that mellowism in that song right there. You know what I'm saying? What
right
was on your
man.
Mind when you put that together? What was on your mind?
A few things. Just one night, I was just jiving, shucking and jiving with my wife, Loaded. Loaded one night, she said, come kick it with me. She said, huh? I said, yeah, come kick it with me. She said, well, I said, you know what I'm talking about. So, you know, just kind of, you know. That was my wife really inspired. Kind of, you know, I don't know, trying to get her to come hang out with your boy. You know.
I like that. That's just, you know, that's just the way you gotta say to your wife like that, yo, come see me some time. Stuff like, you know, come float my way, baby, you know, come swing my way or whatever folks you from.
Yeah.
We got a smooth say like that. Whatever you from, you got a where you from?
That song was actually produced by Nef6. Tell you the truth, he actually made that, and I was in his face when he was making it. Kind of like right now, that's what we're doing. He's doing something totally different. I was in his face when he made that song. When he made that piece of music, I was right there from beginning to end as he produced it. It really inspired to actually track. I was like right there when he made it, and he's putting everything together. As a matter of fact, on my old IG that got hacked, man, I had that on there. Yeah.
So we're gonna jump into that real quick so they understand what you're talking about. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see if you want to kick it. Get up out of here for me, out of here for me. That's what you want to do, huh? You want to get up out of here?
Say she wanna kick it and get up out of here. She wants to ride by my side and kick her feet in the air. But she ain't scared of a player and I like that there. See, I'm just trying to make some time to shine and we can hear. Yeah, baby, come and kick it with me.
Come kick it.
Oh yeah, you can kick it with me.
Yes, you can.
So baby, come and kick it with me.
Come on now.
Oh yeah, you wanna kick it with me.
Yes, you do.
Say she wanna kick it and get up out of here. She wants to ride by my side and kick her feet in the air. Now she ain't scared of a player and I like that there. See, I'm just trying to make some time to kind that we can share. Yeah, baby, come and kick it with me.
Come kick it, baby.
Oh yeah, you can kick it with me.
No, you wanna come kick it with me.
So baby, come and kick it with me. Oh yeah, you wanna kick it with me.
Come kick your feet up.
I'm parked outside, you can ride or drive. And it don't matter to me, baby, it's whatever you like. Now you can take the steering wheel and kick your feet out the window. And fire up these trees and let your toes for the wind blow. You need a bite to eat? We'll hit up the montage, a really nice spot where we won't need a sonorize. A candlelight dinner for the late night. And a nightcap, baby, it's whatever you like. You see, I'm glad you came to kick it and did yourself a favor. Plus, I'm digging the fact that she ain't scared of a player. Now, baby, got herself a real player partner. And it don't matter what them haters think a player got you. Yes, I knocked you right up out of here. But the truth is, you wanted to kick it with a player. Let's go and kick it then and blow some trees all in the wind. The game plan is me and you planning to win. She say she wanna kick it and get up out of here. She wants to ride by my side and kick her feet in the air. But she ain't scared of a player and I like that there. See, I'm just trying to make some time to shine and we can hear. Yeah, baby, come and kick it with me.
Come kick it.
Oh yeah, you can kick it with me.
Yes, you can.
So baby, come and kick it with me.
Come on now.
Oh yeah, you wanna kick it with me.
Yes, you do.
She say she wanna kick it and get up out of here. She wants to ride by my side and kick her feet in the air. Now she ain't scared of a player and I like that there. See, I'm just trying to make some time to kind that we can share. Yeah, baby, come and kick it with me.
Come kick it, baby.
Oh yeah, you can kick it with me.
No, you wanna come kick it
with
me.
So baby, come and kick it with me. Oh yeah, you wanna kick it with me.
Kick your feet.
Girl, when I look at you, I can't picture me not having my way. This is C-Raw. I gotta express myself. So, I hope you get it. Just listen.
Pretty lady, let the loving commence. Don't act dense with no suspense. I'ma make your whole body tense by giving more than my 2 cents about the situation with no manipulation, cause I'm equipped with patience. Label me doctor, call this my practice. I'm the director of this film, you are my actress. If I'm the box spring, then you're my mattress. You're my wide receiver, catch all the passes. With no glasses, I can clearly see the future. Incision inside of your mind without using the suture. I salute you and think the day that you was born. Let me ignite the fire of passion so we can get it on. Consider it porn, with no lights, with no camera, just action. With no distraction, more than a fraction, in an orderly fashion. And the closed captions to this coming attraction, stay simply smashing. And I'm not here to play with you, I know it's true. So when you think about it, all day, I just walk my way.
Walk my way with you. Walk my way.
I'm not done, there's more. You know there's always more when it comes to Raw.
Oh my gosh, the music just turns me on.
I never heard
the same thing. You made me think of my own song for a second when I thought about it. I was listening to what you were saying. You was kicking it with her, you know, feet hanging up in the air, you know, chilling with a nice young lady. You know what I mean? I'm like, wait a minute. That's something. I said, I got something for that.
Yeah, man.
Hey,
you
man.
You gotta catch me on my grown man, you know.
Nothing wrong with you.
You gotta catch me on my grown man. That's all. I'm in my grown man. I mean, a lot of my
That's the time when you got to do that. You got to take it to that level, because what about the ladies, man? You got to do that, man. You got to do that.
Oh, of course. I mean, it's, of course, you know. Of course. Man, that's the main ingredient of this earth, wind, and fire. The women.
Don't let me. You like New York. Because if I was in New York,
huh?
I'd be able to get at Sincere's music collection, man, I'm telling you some I go to New York, all I can pack is a drum machine. That's all I need is my drum machine. And it's really small now. I don't got a big one I got to carry around. I go right to the dirty basement with my machine and hook up my system, my drum machine, the Sincere system, and grab a couple of records and give me about 1 or 2 days. If he don't got to call, the fire department,
I know that feeling.
I mean, y'all might have to get out, because y'all
you need to get some more switches.
If I get down and grab some records he got, I'm guaranteed some fire.
No doubt, definitely. You know, I'm quite sure you could grab something, you know, probably something that I missed. You might find a little piece of something somewhere and, you know what I'm saying, pull that shit out and, you know, turn it into something brand new.
So, Sincere, you got the Craig shop.
Oh, boy.
Well, I mean, I don't have all that I used to have, but, you know, but I still got a lot. I mean, I think I used to have about 60 or 70 crates at one point.
Ooh.
Yeah, I only got 27.
I probably still got at least about, I'd say, maybe 40 or 50.
Wow, you got 40 crates, Sincere. Check this out, man. Neff, what's
each
that?
Crate,
you,
each
that,
crate hold
that,
about
that one show you had me watching about the crates?
Yeah, Roger Roulette.
That show you
Rhythm
had
Roulette.
Me watching about the crates.
Yeah, Rhythm Roulette, where you pick out three random records blindfolded and you
it's
make
a
fire.
Few of them.
Yeah.
Oh.
But that's
Neff
that's
had
the one
me
I
watching
watch.
On the spot. Yep.
That's
that
the one.
Cool
that's the one I like.
Create beats on the spot. Sincere, you sitting on something real nice, and I will say to any DJ. That are sitting on any type of crates, man. Y'all sitting on something so dope, man. Y'all could do your own podcast. Y'all could do your own show, you know, and tap in with a lot of producers that grab from crates, man, you know, especially with a lot of the young guys coming up. You know, there's a market for that, man.
Well, cats is lazy now. You know what I'm saying? Because now, you know, because you don't really got to do it like that no more. I mean, you could go out and you could buy these different, you know, kits that they have, you know what I'm saying, with different synth
right.
sounds and loops and samples and, you know, different drum kits in it, you know, kicks and snares and all kind of stuff like that.
Right.
So, you know, you don't got to, you know, go through the same stuff that we used to go through, you know, looking through records and looking for, you know, what grabbed us, or just, you know, looking for a certain kind of snare, you know, but I really didn't do like a lot of that, because I kind of liked the stuff that was in my drum machine. There was a couple of things that, you know, we did grab as far as like snares and kicks and stuff like that. But I liked it, a lot of the stuff that was in my drum machine. It was a pretty good variety of, you know, different kind of snares and different kind of, you know, kicks and stabs and all kind of stuff like that.
Yeah, that is, you are so right. But I'm so glad you hit on the fact that physically going in to go grab or go look for a certain snare or a certain sound. And then you alluded to the point where, you know, guys are, well, some are lazy now, because, you know, that goes along with a lot of technology. I understand the kid aspect of it. You know, that is a great But, you know, our day, you already know, we would like to be in the studio and vibe together, and that would make the chemistry of the actual song.
Well,
am
yeah,
I right
because,
or am I wrong?
Yeah, no doubt, because, you know, because you might find something. I mean, I guess, you know, I mean, you always got the opportunity, you know, I guess even in the kit to, you know, freak something, you know, like to alter it, whatever, and make it your own. But you got to keep in mind that a million other motherfuckers got that exact same kit.
Yeah. And just like you just said, how you can modify it and make it your own, and that's part of the new generation's creativity, you know, which basically gives
yeah,
you a lot of familiarity. Yeah.
But still, the point that I'm making is that everybody got the exact same kit. You know what I'm saying? That's where the problem comes in at. Yeah, sure. I mean, it's all organizing this, but now everybody got the same kit. So it's not like I'm finding something that you ain't find. You got the same shit I got. You know what I'm saying? We all got the exact same thing.
Oh, you the same way. Say that. But
that's
we don't
why so
all
much
use
shit sounds so
way.
Much alike.
But we don't use it the same way. Everybody,
but it's
some
still
people copy
it. But it's still the same sound. It's still the exact
some
same sound that everybody else has.
Same. Well, when you use the sound, I can only speak for me. Like, if I use the sound, I try to tweak stuff. So I'm going to EQ it differently, which is why when people, they may put out a different sound pack and it may be the same similar sound, but when they used it, they EQ'd it differently. They made it sound differently. So now this is the
well,
same sound, but it has
okay.
a whole different sound.
Okay.
Like it's different. No, it's not the same.
Right, but we were doing the exact same thing that you just said. The only difference was that you had your stack of records and I had mine. Now, we might have had some of the same records, but we're going to have some shit that's different. And what you're going to find, even from the same song, might be different than what I take from the same song. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But now in this,
yeah.
but now in this case, it's like, okay, we all have the exact same thing. So we were, you know, we were re-EQing stuff. We were filtering stuff. You know what I'm saying? We were reversing stuff, making it unrecognizable. You know what I'm saying? The same way that you might be doing with the store-bought kit. But it gave more originality to it because everybody didn't start with the exact same stuff. That's all I'm saying.
Right. That's true. Yeah. Yeah. I understand that. And what y'all talking about is hip-hop. That's hip hop.
It was different for me.
It's production.
Because there's a certain level of excitement discovering something. There's an excitement with that when you hear that, you know, you're skipping through a record and you hear that groove. That's it right there. Let me take that right. There's a certain excitement with that you're not gonna get.
Yeah,
when,
I agree with you 100% because I dig and I actually. Like trying to come across maybe an indie artist or something, a record that nobody never sampled or just it has a different
right.
type of drum break or a different, you know,
right.
something different. But as far as like a lot of the younger generation, though, they didn't really come from that type of era of finding that type of excitement in that. Like, you know, like that's, I think I'm 38, so. I caught that type of vibe from my dad. I think a little bit people that's younger, they didn't. That's not where they find the excitement. Kind of like they may find it from flipping a loop that somebody else did. Like they're on a whole different wave. Like you know what I mean? And that's where their creativity comes in. Like, and they don't really take nothing away from it. You know, make it any different. It's just they're in a different where people are doing more collaborating. I feel like. Then
right.
back in the day, it was more
you
do all your stuff yourself, kind of like you be the super Bootsy Collins bass player, and you know, I mean, yeah, you have a team around you if you have a band, if you're a musician, but outside of that, when you're making the beats, you're usually doing everything yourself. And now it's a lot more collaborating going on, like one person doing the trap drums. And then you got Scott Storch that's doing all the programming, the piano, and all that type of stuff, you know.
But you know what? If you go further back into, like, music history, if you look at some of the, you know, because we was, being that we had vinyl and stuff like that, you know, as a DJ or just as like a music collector, you know, we were into reading the credits. And if you look at some of these old records, you would find that that's the way it used to be done. You had one person doing the rhythm section, another person doing the horn section, somebody else might do the string arrangement. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. When it's in a band, when you got bands and musicians and stuff like that, but that's a lot of that has been lost over the years. Like a lot of the people that make beats, they can't play an instrument. But they
A lot of us didn't. I mean, I took piano for a while, and one of my biggest regrets is that, you know, once I got, you know, bit by the DJ and the hip hop bug, I stopped playing piano, and
but
I regret
you knew
that.
How to play the piano though, right? Enough.
I mean, I knew the basics of it, you know what I'm saying? But I wasn't like, you know, my brother or even my mother, because, I mean, they could play. You know,
but
my mother
so
could.
I can agree. I'm like, can relate to you, because I'm like that with the drums. I grew up playing the drums, and I didn't continue playing the drums, so I didn't get as good as I should have been or as I could be or whatever. But the difference between me and one of my friends who never played an instrument at all is completely different. It don't matter how good I got at the drums, I actually played an instrument. So
right.
When you take me to make a beat and you take that person to make a beat, completely different, because I have rhythm. I have all these things that even though I didn't become this great drum player or whatever, I have some fundamentals from learning how to play the drum a little. So you had piano fundamentals more than the average person,
and that's the difference, man.
You know, a big difference too is I think that people like me and Raw and people of that ilk, there was more of an immersion in just different styles of music. You know what I'm saying? Like just like in my house, for instance. You know what I'm saying? My father had his vibe, you know what I'm saying, with his, you know, doo-wops and oldies and, like, soul type shit. Mm. My mother was the gospel person. You know what I'm saying? My brother was upstairs trying to be fucking Jimi Hendrix, you know what I'm saying? And seriously, had electric guitar and all that shit. You know what I mean? You know, and my sister was, you know, into whatever was current. So, you know, I had all of this going on. I had all of this going on and getting all of this. And then another thing, too, was we kind of studied the music. Being that, you know, we got into it so young because we were kids. I mean, kids. I mean, I started, you know, DJing when I was like 8, 9 years old. You know what I'm saying? Got my started my first crew when I was 11. So we started this shit when we was like literally children. You know what I mean? So we kind of really kind of studied like the music itself more, was really, really into, we were all like really into radio, you know what I'm saying? And, me and one of my partners would literally sit in the park and just dissect records. Just talk about records
and
dissect
records.
Yeah, a lot
of that has been lost too, though, because I think a lot of the whole musicianship, like I said, like because a lot of you don't have to be able to do these things now to have a successful, to produce a successful record and stuff. And like back in the day, you know, you had to really be a good musician. So in order to be that, like in the basketball, like in order to be a Jordan, or you got to put these hours in, you got to study these things.
Yes, absolutely. I
understand all this from my dad. Like, I saw him do this, like, really studying records and stuff. And I know I see a lot of the young dudes now, that part has been lost, you know. And unless you come from somebody that has guided you and gave you this type of, you know, knowledge and understanding that you should be trying to study these records and stuff, even if you're studying old records, because there ain't a lot of artist development going on, so you're not getting nobody telling you, like, even you speaking, like, you know, to a younger artist and giving them this type of information. You know, it ain't happening a lot, so.
Six, we need to get a couple of your instrumentals out here on the airwaves so they can hear your work, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to run through a couple of well-known instrumentals from producers out there that I like, and they utilize the artistry of sampling, or some can play. So we'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. Stay tuned. The calling lines are still open.
Life itself full of struggle and wealth. Rich men hold weight and police incarcerate.
Yo, this track right here is called Hampstead Incident.
that's where I go with my, I go with the producers like that. You know what I'm saying? Six, we need to get a couple of your joints there so we can play it amongst those. I know you recognize a few of them. But that's why. I'm still creating over there.
Hey, what's up, man? No, we just went to the store, grab some blunt papers. I'm walking in the store right now to grab some blunt papers, man. Just chilling, man. I was, man, this is a dope segment, man. This is that conversation with Six and Sincere was a dope shit, man. I mean, because you're getting elements from different stages of hip hop, man. I mean, Sincere. A little bit more OG than I am. I come up underneath Sincere and them, you know. That's dope right there, man.
No, thank you, brother.
It was the fact that like what Sincere said, you know, kids come there was that was standard in hip hop, and you would either, if you couldn't afford to get it and deal with it, you would have to go elsewhere. So it's like the standard program for recording was Pro Tools. The standard turntable was
Brooklyn Zone, Uncle Murder.
You know, the standard well, or MPC. So the standard kit that put them. Like I would snap my drum, and I would utilize my kits, but I would layer them. You know, I would filter them, like Sincere said, transpose them, but I would layer them, or I would speak or put a plug-in on them so that they wouldn't be the same. They might be different, but it's the person's ear on how they utilize it. Havoc had a way of utilizing ear different than Alchemist. The Alchemist was different than Q-Tip. Q-Tip was different than Primo. Everybody had a way of utilizing their kit, making it work best for them. So that's the thing I try to showcase when it comes to music, because like he got his own style, what he do, and then I got my own style. And, you know, I know.
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
You know, so at the same token, we all try to utilize our styles, and that's what creates our signature. You know, we all got a sound.
Right.
So we all got a signature.
Man, I can remember coming up back in the day, my uncles would use, I remember when the first TR-909 came out. I don't know if y'all remember that drum machine.
I remember the TI-808. I remember that one. The TR-909.
The 808,
I remember.
And they had the 909. I remember those. Them was the ones. The old school piece. And that's what we was... That's what we used out here early in the days. And then, you know, the MPCs came out after that. I remember that. Actually, I remember.
West Coast always had a certain synthesized sound that I really did like. Y'all made it sound so groovy. It was really groovy. So it was like something that I would enjoy listening to. When I did hear a West Coast track, I liked the way it made me feel. You know, it gave you a real funkadelic, a real groovy feel. I'm trying to look for him. What's his name? Cocaine.
Like, Yeah, Cocaine dope. Hella dope. Been dope for years. As a matter of fact, his first album is a classic. Second album is a classic. He's a classic himself. Oh my goodness.
No doubt,
but the sounds.
There's a lot of noise.
Hey, man, if I'm breaking up, that's because I'm out in traffic. I'm not enclosed. I'm actually leaving the store, getting some blunt paper, some chips, and had a collector's dispensary, man, and picked up some of this indica, man. It's called Triple Burger around here. tested out. His lab tested it like, what, 38% THC. It's a heavy hitter, man. It's a heavy hitter.
Yeah, that sounds crazy.
Hold on a second, KV. I got somebody else to raise their hand just now coming back into the game. Ben Buttons, you there?
What up, yo?
Did you hear them instrumentals I was dropping?
A few of them, yo. I'm kind of multitasking at the moment, yo. You know what I'm saying?
All right. That's what it is. That's what it is. But I know for sure that you're
spending. Caught my attention, yo.
They got that boom back effect.
Beat thing is what it was, yo. Beat thing.
I'm trying to find cocaine, Sensei. How do you spell it?
No, what you said?
No, I'm talking to Sensei. I'm looking for a certain artist, but I don't see it. Maybe he's spelling it different than I'm spelling it.
What artist is that?
Cocaine.
Oh, K-O-K-A-N-E.
Oh, K-O-K-A-N-E. I'm here spelling it C-O, and I'm like, wait, I know he got music in here. I wanted to jump on a couple of his joints, give him a little. Yeah, I want this West Coast right here. He got a couple of joints. Oh, he got some joints up in here.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a quick little cocaine run right before we leave.
Well,
that sounds crazy.
Respected. All that fun shit.
Don't think the wrong thing, buddy. Don't think the wrong thing. I'm going to do a little cocaine run. I'll be right back.
Track of man. It's that real West Coast shit, man. Fuck you thought it was.
Let me go.
you gonna dig this?
Man, what the fuck is going on, man, nowadays, man? This little motherfucking... Some of these youngsters, weirdos and shit, wearing colorful hair and all this old crazy tight-ass clothes and shit. What?
You new rapping niggas sound sorry. Must have been dropped on your head when you was a baby. You was a daddy's baby. Mama was so shady. Didn't teach a nigga how to be a man, that's crazy. They got a whole generation that don't give a fuck. They looking at the old days like we washed up. Ha 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 ha. Think that shit is funny. And if you niggas not careful, you lose up all your money. Little homie, your shit is rad. Nigga, that shit is fool.
Ain't nothing wrong with different styles of music, but this is real hip-hop. Man, tell this little kid, man.
Hey, man, hip-hop is the freedom of expression, but you got to keep it in perspective. What we're going to do right now is show you how we do our brand of hip-hop.
Man, you ready to learn? Come on, nephew. Let me show you some real hip-hop.
I was in a cocaine frenzy for a second. I didn't realize this time they're kicking us out the building and everything. I got the red flags saying, come eat dinner. I mean, man, I forgot where I was. Man, if you man,
see that?
Right? Well, you ain't telling me nothing, right,
well,
sincere.
Well, you know, before you get on out of here, I just want to, you know, give a shameless plug. Just want to give a shameless plug since you just did the cocaine run. You know, I did a classic mixtape with that gentleman a few years ago that y'all definitely need in your life. If you haven't heard it, you need to hear it. All right, Dirty Basement Multimedia and Justified Music presents the Cali Call, hosted by Cocaine. Y'all need that. Y'all need that.
We got to get that out there. You got to let them know where to find it, how to get it. We got to resurface a lot of these things. Man, we got some things to work on. Me and Sincere got some projects going down. You know, me and KB might have something going down. Listen, we got to get some of these stuff to let them know where you've already been and what you've already been doing. And some of these things are classics. Classics, even if they were made 10 years ago, 15 years ago, classics. And they need to be heard. So after this, you're going to have to check out my man Priest tomorrow on the Listening Room DC, and then it'll be me and Sincere again this Saturday in the Dirty Basement University. We got any special guests coming up there, Sincere?
No, we don't have nobody scheduled for this week. You know, we'll keep you posted for our next round of guests.
All right, that's what it is, but we got some going. No, you still have time to submit to the go and no, everybody. You still got time to submit to the go and no. DRTYBSMNTMP3@AOL. Please send all your MP3s. Make sure it's legible. I got one coming from KV. So remind me on Saturday, we got a special one coming from KV.
All right, that's what's up.
And we're going to get up out of here, but we got 2 minutes to the minute so we can get up out of here. I had a great show. Shout out to Purple Dread. She said to send her love. She was caught up, so she couldn't get to come out when she needed to. But she is still here in spirit no matter what. The BS will be going on throughout the whole entire time. Check the timeline and you'll know what we got going on throughout the week. I appreciate everybody's love for calling in. My sister, I see you in the background over there chilling. As usual, much love for the support. And we're getting up out the door. Thanks to KV. Thanks to Ben Button. Always Sincere for coming through. And I appreciate everybody. We out the door with Mr. Raw, I guess. You know, something out for...
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm feeling you, ma. Tell me what a nigga gotta do, ma.
Keep me out of tents, put me in a bin, keep my pockets filled with ends.
I'm feeling you, I'm feeling you, ma. Tell me what a nigga gotta do, ma.
Keep me out of tents, put me in a bin, keep my pockets filled with ends.
I'm feeling you, I'm feeling you, ma. Tell me what a nigga gotta do, ma.
Ring a scream, shout, yes, without a doubt, if you can turn me out.
I'm feeling you, I'm feeling you, ma. Tell me what a nigga gotta do, ma.
Make me scream and shout, yes, without a doubt, if you can turn me out.
Got a lot of niggas that are feeling me, but some cats I don't really find appealing to me. Got them like a crack team, but they face in between. Number one fatty girl comes without my curls, but they face in my oyster and suck the pearl. Hunt the one to come right on their tongue until they gums are numb. Don't that sound like fun? You won't care once you dare, you won't come up for air. So consider it a me to go and shave off the hairs. I keep them waiting before penetration, blood racing. My box is amazing, causes temptation. Clean in between with no burning sensation. Hips move like a reggae groove in rotation. Yes, 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 I have a nigga sweat, sweat, sweat. Got him out of breath, breath, breath.
I'm feeling you, I'm feeling you, ma. Tell me what a nigga gotta do, ma.
Keep me out of tents, put me in a bin, keep my pockets filled with ends.
I'm feeling you, I'm feeling you, ma. Tell me what a nigga gotta do, ma.
Keep me out of tents, put me in a bin, keep my pockets filled with ends.
I'm feeling you, I'm feeling you, ma. Tell me what a nigga gotta do, ma.
Ring me, scream and shout, yes, without a doubt, if you can turn me out.
I'm feeling you, I'm feeling you, ma. Tell me what a nigga gotta do, ma.
Ring me, scream and shout, yes, without a doubt, if you can turn me out.
Oh my, what should I do? Thinking, which dude should I choose? Toby, love the way he hold me. By the fireplace and we getting all cozy. Then there's Justin, damn, I lust him. Top 10 on the list when it come to fucking. Generous dude, but I don't trust him, cause he got a lot of chicks that would love to suck him. Steve, really into me, but he barely give a bitch any room to breathe. Then I got Danny, down in Miami. He's the kind of guy you could bring to your family. Plus, he's down to earth, and he loves the work, loves to put me first. What about Sean? He's a dumb one. Don't mess with your sister, your cousin, and your mom.
I'm feeling you, I'm feeling you, ma. Tell me what a nigga gotta do, ma.
Keep me out of tents, put me in a bin, keep my pockets filled with ends.
I'm feeling you, I'm feeling you, ma. Tell me what a nigga gotta do, ma.
B-B-S-E.
Show, show.
You.
Dirty.
B-S-E.
Show, show.
You.